Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.
Hey, y'all, I'm Queen Chickenhead.
And I'm Breezy the Gent. And we are the You Ain't Shit Podcast. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being patient. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for following. And if you are not following, please follow us on Instagram at You Ain't Shit Podcast. Is that the Instagram name?
Yes, it is.
All right. Just had to be sure. We just started this shit, so, you know.
Yes, bear with us, guys. Bear with us. So, Breezy, how was your week?
I just started a new job, so that's a thing.
Congratulations to that.
Thank you.
Clip it up.
See, I need my sound effects. Next episode, we're going to have sound effects.
Listen, y'all. Like you said, be patient with us. We're trying to figure it out.
But, yeah, this was my second week, and I'm still in training, so that's as much as I got. Like, I just sat around in training. The plus is that I'm working from home, so that's cute. Yeah, that was really my week. My week was just work, because they had me on this weird-ass schedule. I don't never got no time to do anything else. How was your week?
Ooh. Well, I, too, have just started a new job 2 weeks ago.
All right. So the quarantine ain't stopping nothing. They said COVID. What? COVID who?
Okay. Listen, mama got to get her bae.
Okay.
But yes, training is a headache. We just had this big old test yesterday, and I'm just like, glad it's over, but we're learning something new starting Monday. So I just need to breathe.
Girl. Stretch, shake, and let it go.
And I'm not a morning person. Work starts at 8 a.m. I'm literally hopping out of bed and logging in at 7:55.
Yo, not you ain't shit. You got at least at 15, at least 15 minutes.
I'll log in, not turn my camera or my sound on, and then do everything else.
Right. Okay.
I can't. Mm-mm.
Naturally.
So what shit are we going to get into this week?
Let's do a little foreplay.
So it's been so much, I feel like so much controversy going on around a bunch of shit, first of all. Like, it's everything going on in the world. But specifically about this damn Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion song, WAP.
The song of the millennium. The song of the motherfucking year.
Of the year. Wait a minute. You could have started with year.
No.
Started with year, then century, then millennium.
I needed y'all to know the... Listen, they are stirring the pot, okay? I'm just so excited. It don't even matter. Y'all get what I'm saying.
Get it, got it, good. We got it. But yeah, yo, like, besides it being a bomb-ass song, because it's one of my favorite songs, for sure, so I agree with you, like, song of the millennium, like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I'm not understanding why it's controversy to begin with. Like, that's the part that's getting me. Like, I don't understand how people don't understand that this is important.
Because they've never had somebody with a wet-ass pussy.
It has to be.
They can't relate.
Has to be.
Their wives are dry. Girlfriends, dry. I mean, just say that. Say if you've never had it, just say that. Just is what it is.
I think that, like, men in particular, you know what? I'm not even going to do that, because it'd be other women that do it to women, too. So it's just people in general that are uncomfortable with someone being frank, which I never understand. I guess it's not for me to understand, but it's just like, can we evolve? The female sexuality is a thing, just like male sexuality is. So can we act like it?
And that's the thing. It killed me to see so many women being the ones openly speaking against this song. And I'm like, okay, so what was the purpose of the whole feminist movement? I don't get it. Are we not being proud of ourselves? Are we slut-shaming? Like, what's going on?
It's like, we want equal pay, but we're still going to obey our husbands. That's what I'm getting from this. Like, I'm not getting it. Because it's... I don't know. Like, I feel like I should do the research to find out where this comes from and why is it that it's okay for men to be, like, overtly sexual in everything, in songs, in art, in movies, anything. You can find a man being overtly sexual, but when a woman tries to do it, it's like a big controversy.
Yeah, I just want to know, so it's okay for us to slide on Juicy J's knob?
Like corn on the cob, apparently. And we got to check in with him, too, to make sure that we're doing it right.
And what about Uncle Luke and Two Live Crew? They want some pussy, right?
Listen.
The song
and they
is
wanted
called,
it, yo, and that song is wild.
The song is called We Want Some Pussy.
That song is wild as fuck.
WAP is WAP. We know what it means, but it's an acronym. Their song is literally called We Want Some Pussy. Just make it make sense. And how about the Beatles? We can do it in a row? Okay, sis. I ain't saying
even the Beatles. Even the Beatles knew what WAP was.
I'm saying.
No, yo. I think that this song just needs to be pushed up even higher because of that. Because at the end of the day, like, this is empowering so many women to be okay with their sexuality and to be okay with asking for certain things that they want and being okay with being satisfied. Like, let's start there. There are so many women that will just be quiet and be okay with their husband fucking them real corny. Just because they got a husband. Like, they'd rather have that than just be sexually satisfied. And I don't understand why it's not important.
I really think, if you look at the lyrics, I think men are just not comfortable. Or even other women are just not comfortable with us taking the front seat when it comes to sex. That's the only thing I think. Because where is the issue?
It shouldn't be an issue. I mean, I read the lyrics front to back, and I still don't see anything that's, like, taking women back. Like, I saw another woman say, like, some white woman on the news. It wasn't on the news, but she tweeted that she thinks the song is taking women back centuries after we didn't have this whole feminist movement. And it's just like, how are we taking women back because of that?
Right. If anything, we are excelling, we are progressing even further than we thought we could, honestly speaking.
I think that's the truth. Like, in 2020, it's a blessing and a privilege for women to be able to even speak like that.
Yes.
I think it's just, I don't want to put it to one group, because it really is just coming from all sides, people that are just uncomfortable with sexuality, period. But I mean, that's the same thing they did. If we taking it that like that, it's the same thing they did with Kinsey when he went and did his experiment to even find out what the sexuality spectrum was. Like, that was a big controversy for him to even be admitting that most men are bisexual, or most women, or most people, or like most people are on a spectrum, and it's not just a one straight or gay thing. That was a big controversy when he did that. So, Sam, fuck it. People just aren't comfortable with sex, and I don't understand why when everyone has sex.
And this is the reason for our podcast. This is why we're doing this, so we can make the conversation about sex normalized.
Right.
And this is why a lot of people are not having good experiences, because they do not talk about sex.
Right.
Talk about it's uncomfortable. It with your partner. Tell them what you like. Tell them what feels good. Ask them what they like. Ask them what feels good. It will make life so much easier.
Listen, maybe you would have a WAP if you were more open with your partner.
Bingo.
Let's start there. You were open and telling your partner what you wanted and it happened? Oh, trust me, you'd have a WAP too.
Message. So here's my thing. Because a few days after WAP was released, somebody made a remix.
A couple people made a remix, but what remix are you talking about?
So I'm referring
talking
about the same to one. Safari.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't talking about that one.
He made a remix titled B.A.D., Big Ass Dick.
Mm-hmm. Because we know Safari got one. Wow. I saw the pic.
He even mentions how it broke the internet. He's literally
His
going...
His dick did break the internet, into, but that's not my business.
You know, girl. His dick took me for... Oh my God, took me on a whirlwind, but
not
neither here nor
there. Know what Nikki talking about. She was bending on that thing, but I digress.
The song is not too bad, I will say that. But nobody was talking about it. So here's my issue. Why give Cardi and Megan you know, a problem when Safari did the same thing.
Nobody was talking about it because it was Safari.
That's probably the simple answer to that. Cause I mean, oh, I'm not that sorry about it. I'm not even gonna be that sorry about it. I think that Safari's all right, but yeah, we ain't need that. Plies did a remix.
Plies did do a remix. I did see that on Twitter.
I loved it. I love Plies though.
Plies is hilarious. This is Plies is one of them. Busted Baby.
Plies has always been open about his sexuality and being a freak, and like he is real detailed in his music.
He is, and there was never ever a problem.
Miss Pretty Pussy used to be one of my favorite damn songs.
Give me that Becky. Listen here. I don't understand. Even when Lil' Kim came out hardcore,
she had a song, Suck My Dick on Hardcore, or was that on?
I believe it was. Suck My Dick, I think it was on Hardcore. But even so, was it this much outrage when Little Kim came out, or was it because Biggie was writing her rhymes, so nobody really had an issue?
I think that it was a different time. But even still, like, that doesn't make sense, because this is a different time where sexuality should be more open, but maybe that song just went by the wayside because it didn't really go mainstream, and WAP is, like, mainstream. So that's, I think that's what people's big problem is. A lot of the arguments that I've been seeing, other than setting women back, is children. That part is like, it's a whole nother exhausting argument, because first of all, why are your children even watching this? Second of all, get your kids off of YouTube. How about you get them outside and start playing? But that's not my business.
But
it was on Notorious K.I.M.
Yeah.
Okay, so no, it was something on Hardcore though.
Oh, she has everything on Hardcore.
Eat my pussy, right? What song? What,
everything was on that? Hardcore. She, Big Mama thing is on Hardcore.
Whoa, I got it going on.
Listen, I used to be scared of the dick, and now come on now.
Yo, and that's my shit.
Come on.
Shout out to Lil' Kim.
But no, I don't get the outrage with the kid portion, because one, why is your child listening to this?
Right.
Why are you not monitoring what they're doing on the internet?
Right.
And why do these two women have to be role models for your kids? Why are they teaching your children?
They didn't even come out trying to be role models. Like, it ain't like they came out vanilla, like, at all. Motherfucking Cardi came up, ran down on that bitch twice. Whose kid was listening to that?
And let us not forget what Big Ol' Freak is.
Yo.
And how big that song was.
Freak, nasty. Oh, she has both of them songs on that album. So listen, they ain't come out for kids.
Exactly. Let's not act like all this talking about our sexuality, talking about what we do to the dick, talking about how we trick these niggas, it's new in 2020. It's never been new. So just stop.
Never been new. Even Rod Digga was rapping about tricking niggas. Like, stop playing around. Y'all gotta know your history.
And that's my thing. Like, I wanna know, how do y'all think y'all got here?
Your daddy was a trick.
Okay. And to the people, you know, who don't have any siblings, what you think your mother was doing? Okay. I'm pretty sure your mom told your dad to let you know that the little dingly thing hit that shit.
Hit the back of her throat.
So listen, she was telling him that.
Shit. Where your siblings at? It's where all of your siblings are.
Ooh, child.
Yo.
What surprised me were the celebrities. The people discussing this. The people.
Yeah. Even, like, first of all, Ben Shapiro. Did you watch the whole thing? Like, his whole little, what he said about it and everything?
I did not.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I don't think that men should have anything to say about it. Like, that's just number one. Like, at all.
There we go.
Even CeeLo had something to say. Like, I thought that was the weirdest thing.
CeeLo is the last person to have something to say. I thought somebody that was just accused of rape a few years ago had something to say. Please stop, sir. I thought somebody that was tweeting about rape a few years back has something to say. So you just got your quote unquote career back, and that's only because you were on Marriage Boot Camp. Please stop.
Yo.
You have yet to have a solid album, a solid career, since you had those rape allegations. You are the last person that needs to talk.
Yo. Like.
Like, we ain't forget. We heard that you drugged that woman's drink, and then when you took it, when it went to court, you, after you won the case, quote unquote won the case, or it was dismissed, you stated that, what he said, something on a terms of like it didn't happen or something like that because she didn't remember.
What?
Like,
pulled a Bill Cosby on her?
Yes. And he said because she didn't remember, then it may not have happened.
Rick Ross on her?
I'm just like, okay. So he's the last person I would even expect to say something.
I was shocked. Like, that kind of came out of left field. Like, honestly, I don't want anyone in the music industry to say, have anything to say about their song. It don't make sense unless you, like, are a Christian rapper. Otherwise,
like, okay.
There's sex in all of them genres. So stop playing.
Okay, like, I can understand Mary, Kirk Franklin. You know, they want to say something cool, you know? That's your lane.
Right.
Everybody else.
And no. You see, they didn't say anything, though, because they understand that they're in a whole different lane. They're not trying to advertise to the churchgoers and the children.
Yes.
They're just not. But anyway, StreamWAP. StreamWAP is on all platforms. Check out the video. It's doing numbers on YouTube.
Yes, and ladies, if you are going to remake those looks, please, please, please invest in some good hair. Please, do not.
Yo.
None of that cheap shit, please.
Just a quickie. But to stay on the subject of WAP. Does WAP happen every time you're with someone?
Ooh. Does it happen every time?
Every time.
Personally, now, yes, but that was never always the case. Really depends on who I'm with that determines how wet I get. That just is what it is. If I'm not feeling it, it's not going to happen. Like, you can try your hardest. If I'm just not into it, if I'm not really into you, shorty gonna dry it, and I don't blame her.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I feel that. Well, I will say, to answer that question, is probably been a WAP every time, every single time. Mm. And it's really just all me. I'm not even gonna give it to nobody else. Nobody else that I've been with. Like, fuck all that.
So what is it? Is it like? So it really, for you, it has nothing to do with who they are or what they do?
Not all the time. Now, there's definitely been some times where WAP has been enhanced because I'm, like, ultra attracted to the person or whatever it is, or the situation or something like that. But it's not one time where it just hasn't been a WAP.
Okay.
Not that I can think of. Like, mm-mm. I don't know. Like, personal experience, the shit just be too easy for me.
Yeah. I get it.
Sometimes I be wanting to control it, but it's uncontrollable.
You know, I'm slightly jealous, but at the same time, me and my girl, we are very, everything about me is particular, so I see why my girl, she's like, sis, no. No, he's not worth it. I listen to her, okay? I do not. I listen to my little Susie.
Oh, wait. Pause. You and your girl, you were personifying. Yes. Yo! It took me a second until you said her name. I'm like, oh, you personifying the John. You know, do you think that every woman names their stuff? I never name mine.
Well, technically, mine doesn't have a name.
You just said Susanna, so
I said little Susie.
Oh, alright, I'm gonna take this.
That's an old, like, that's something that a lot of, maybe not everyone, but some women will call it that to help their daughters identify.
Okay.
So, like, instead of saying, you know, your private part, they might give it a cute little name. Mm. And, like, years back, one of my friends' mom said she used to call that. Like, that's what she used to call it, so her daughter can easily identify.
Okay.
Versus, you know, having her say, you know, my private area, or, you know, the actual vagina at a young age.
I mean...
So, and I thought it was cute, so it just clicked in my head as soon as I said it.
So, is yours name Little Susie or no?
No, you know, it's just, I just say, hey, sis.
Oh, all right, all right.
Me and my girl, we have pep talks before each interaction with the man. We have
how explain this pep talk to me, please.
So sometimes the pep talk can go a little something like, all right, sis, we about to, you know, we about to go in there, clean up.
You gonna behave?
Yes.
What you mean by that? How do you tell her to be, like, how does she be? All right, my bad. Go ahead.
It's, like, certain situations, like, I might be horny. Like, my body might be horny, she might not be all the way there.
Or vice versa. I've never experienced, like, how?
Or vice versa, like,
last week. Maybe I don't need to know how. Shit.
I'll say, for example, like, last week, she was horny. But I just didn't have it in me. Mentally, I'm just like, I can't.
Okay, I understand that.
And then, I think a few days later, we switched. So in my mind, I was like, damn, I ain't had sex in a little minute. And then, she wasn't ready. I'm good now, sis. Like, we watched a little porn, I got used to it. I'm good now.
Yo. So she was satisfied.
She was. She started coming into, you know... The idea of us not actually having real sexual interaction, intercourse, whatever. So I was like, you know, okay.
Ladies, train your pussy, because apparently this bitch got to train like a motherfucker.
Get in tune with your body. That's all it is, ladies, men. Get in tune with your body. That's really what
That's really what it is, because... I didn't know that masturbation was, like, a taboo thing until I dealt with a few people who weren't really open about touching themselves. Really? They were just like, oh, no, I'll let somebody else do it. Like, that's what sex is for. No, girl.
No.
That's what masturbation is for.
Yes, masturbation helps you realize what turns you on, what pleases you, what satisfies you.
And I be trying to tell them.
Because how are you going to tell somebody what you like?
I be trying to tell them. That's the number one thing. That is literally the number one thing. That's how I know exactly what I like. I have no qualms. Like, at one point in my life. Up until, like, it might have been 2017.
Okay.
From 2002 to 2017, I masturbated every single day.
Oh my God.
Every single day. Like, every single day. When I say that, I mean that.
So, did you ever get tired of it?
No.
Did it ever,
obviously, I was still doing this shit. No.
Did it ever become like a chore or like...
Nope.
So, were you having sex? It became easier.
Yeah, I would masturbate after the person left and everything. It used to be like that. Like,
I can see that. I've done it from time to time.
And it has nothing to do with the person either. Like, I just want it a certain way. And I'm not going to be the one to teach a person. So it's just like, cool, we have our experience. And then I'm going to have my own experience.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it.
Okay. So you don't like teaching?
No, hell no.
Okay.
That's not, you know... I don't know. I feel like there's enough out there for it to be figured out. I don't think I was ever taught. So that's all I got to say about that.
No, I get it. Because I can say the same, even though I was taught. But I was taught different techniques, different, you know, either how to, you know, suck dick, how to ride. Like, I was taught different mm-hmm. things, and I was just able to put it all together. And depending on my partner, I might be more inclined to teach them, especially if I like them and I feel like, okay, I want to keep having sex with you. I want to just start giving you little tidbits here and there. And then okay. if it clicks for you, you'll get more in tune for it. But again, listen to your partner's body, because if you feel or notice how at ease or how even wet or even how hard his dick gets, that's telling you something. You're doing something good. You're doing something they like.
Right.
Listen to how they're moaning, what they're saying, and that'll give you an understanding. Like, okay, I'm gonna keep.
Some people
doing
be
this.
Missing them cues.
Oh my
really be
goodness.
Missing them cues, man.
I know. And those are the people you have to look out for. Right. Those are the ones that you either want to stop fucking or have a conversation with. Like, hey, did you notice that I was moving like this, or I was moaning like that? Did you notice that I was doing stuff that you've never seen my body do before? And if they don't notice it, then y'all have a problem.
Right. They might just be thinking about themselves during their little interaction.
Exactly. And people, I get it. Sometimes you're just out for your own pleasure.
What's your relationship status? That is.
So, I know you're in a relationship.
Yes, ma'am.
But have you, like, noticed the way people are starting to date today?
TBH, I'm going to say no on that. But I can at least put myself into it with an imagination, because dating in 2020 has to be weird. It has to be weird because we have COVID. Honestly, like, that's the biggest thing. Yeah. Dating in 2020 is weird because we have fucking COVID.
That's true.
Like, meeting a new, brand new, imagine meeting a brand new person. A brand new ass person.
Okay.
Not somebody you've been new and used to date before. Like, a brand new ass, we going on this first ass date in 2020. I'm nervous. He better not fucking cough, sneeze, better not do shit. This date is over.
See, I can see why you said that, but I've met a plethora of men during this quarantine, surprisingly.
Okay, so, I mean, the better question is for you. How has that been, dating in 2020?
Dating is not bad. I like it because I get to see where men's creativity
is. Do they show up with their mask first?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Because if he don't show up with his mask, then turn him around, because he don't got no morals.
Yes.
At least show up with the mask. You can say it all, but damn.
Oh, yeah, I judge you.
Right. Yo, that's hilarious. But yes.
I judge you by the cleanliness of your mask, the thickness of your mask. I judge you by a lot, yo. But
are you going on dates? Like, going out?
I've had a breakfast / workout date before.
That's cute as fuck.
It was very different during the time I was working out like 3 times a day before I started my new job. The guy he saw, he was like, hey, do you mind if I work out with you and then we get breakfast afterwards? So we did that. It was cute.
Okay.
I've had an impromptu birthday date at a gentleman's house.
It was at a house. Okay. All right. So it's different. So when you're talking about going out on these dates, are you finding places to go outside?
Yeah.
Are they going out of their way to do that, or are they immediately trying to bring you to their house?
No, it depends. So I will say the breakfast and workout date, things still were not open. So he made breakfast at my house.
Oh, all right, cool.
And the birthday date was at his house. My date last week, we actually went out. So it just depends. And that's where I get to see where their creativity lies, but how serious they are in that aspect.
Right.
So it really just depends on the guy.
So how do you find stuff out like that? Like, what type of things do you ask on the first date?
So I personally am not into the normal questions. What do you do for a living? I don't ask those questions on first date.
Okay.
And a lot of people will say there are questions that are off limits for first dates. I don't agree.
Now, what are those questions that people think are off limits? Like, what's that common consensus?
The like, number one, people think about your exes. Sex questions are off limits.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
People think sex questions are off limits. A lot of people like to think, the relationship questions are off limits. Asking about, like, I guess you can ask them about their childhood. I particularly don't care for that question.
And those are off-limit things
for me
at this point.
That's probably the only off-limit thing for me that I would consider to be off-limits, because you don't know how triggering their childhood may be.
Okay.
So that can, in turn, ruin the date. A lot of people are not open to talking about a lot of stuff right away, and I get that. I personally get that, but you don't know how somebody's going to react.
So what type of stuff do you talk about?
My main questions are sex.
Of course. This is why we're here.
Yes. With me personally, I like to ask if they tried stuff in the bed, how open they are with communicating about sex. Because even if we don't have sex right away, I still like to know where your head is. I still want to know, hey, are you comfortable with us talking about this? Because I want to know, how can I please you?
Right.
Because we're talking, we're dating. So if we're dating, we may even potentially be in a relationship or be a little more committed to each other, be a little more serious. So, okay, if you're going to be the main person I'm fucking, I want to know how, you know, how to please you. But I also want you to know how to please me.
Right.
I want to know how open you are in the bedroom. If there's things that are off limits, hey, let me know. And then go from there. But my biggest thing is sex.
I honestly agree with you. Now, thinking back on any of the first dates that I've ever had, I won't. Yeah, I do agree that having the conversation about sex, and it's not even just about a being the first date per se, but like one of the first conversations to have, I think is important. If it's important to you, then that's something you should be open about. Because otherwise, if you're not open about it right away, then it's going to be more difficult to get what you want later.
That's true. And that's exactly why. And that's why they always say communication is the biggest thing, no matter if it's just dating, if you guys are actually in a relationship, communicate. But my biggest thing is with dating today, I met them off of Instagram person.
Okay.
Shoot my shot on Instagram a lot. Most times, I'm not going to flaunt or anything or toot my horn, but I haven't gotten rejected yet. But at the end of the day, I always think, okay, the worst thing they can say is no.
Right.
But I'm okay. You're going to miss 100% of the shots you don't take, so just take it.
And that's right.
But yeah, so most times I start out with the sex questions on our first dates, because we either been interacting already on social media, on Instagram, and I'm open when I ask questions, when I do stories. So you probably know a lot about me except my real name. That's probably the one thing you don't know about me is my real name.
Right.
So I feel like, and that's why I'm comfortable with shooting my shot with somebody on Instagram, because we've interacted with each other. I feel comfortable.
I think Instagram made that easy, and it normalized dating online.
Yeah.
I think even though they, you know, we had social media before Instagram, so there's been plenty of times that we probably met. Like, I met people off of fucking MySpace, off of Black Planet, off of motherfucking... It was another, like, real gay one. I forgot what it was called, but
I definitely... they're trying to bring Black Panther back?
They should. They motherfucking should.
Oh my god.
Black Planet was that shit. It was not just a social environment, but it was like a blog. Like it was a community. Like Black Planet was the shit.
Okay. So with that, you know, with the apps and the sites that make it easier to date, the dating sites, they're not necessarily dating sites. They've been now targeted as fucking sites, like Tinder.
I met my girlfriend off of Tinder, so that's not true.
It's not true, but there are more.
We've been together for 5 years. That's a Tinder relationship. The Tinder success story, I ain't hear one.
You know, ever. I think you might be the first and only one I've heard.
That got a relationship off Tinder?
Yes. Any other story I've heard, whether it be Tinder, I think it's an app called Her.
Yeah.
And what's the one for the gay men? I forget.
Grindr,
yes. And like Bumble and stuff like that. Like, I've heard they're all like fucking apps. That's why I've been like so hesitant to do anything.
They not fucking apps. They're not like advertised as fucking apps, but everybody on the app trying to fuck. Like, that's the problem. Honestly. Because I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, I was trying to meet my girlfriend to be my girlfriend. Like, I was just trying to fuck. To be honest, she noticed. She noticed.
Ooh, child.
That was it. That was really what I was on there for. So.
Yeah, see. And that's not me. Like, I'm going to let you know straight up if I want to. And I love the honesty and the forwardness of men, but no, Tinder to me is just a whole nother ballpark. Like, that's just something I just can't tap into.
Be real bold.
On IG, you know, we can do a little playful stuff or whatever, and then eventually I might warm up to it. Tinder is like, we meeting right now, tonight, and somebody down the street. No, see, and that's the thing. I don't want you to be in my vicinity. Like, relax, chill, calm your pants, boy.
Man. But I mean, with all of these apps really just popped up because it's just normal now. I wonder where that shift came from, like where it went from meeting people in person to being completely fine with meeting people on the internet. Because at one point it was like supposed to be scary to meet people on the internet, like bitches was getting killed. Wasn't a Craigslist killer? Like, that was a thing.
Oh my god, Craigslist is a whole nother beast. But yeah, I mean, catfish was a thing too.
Right. So now, I got a story for that too, but that's for another episode. I have been catfish. Your girl definitely got bamboozled.
Oh my gosh, no. And that's always been my biggest thing. And that's why it takes me, that's why I like Instagram, because I can see you.
Yeah, yo.
I can see, you know, you're interacting on your stories. Maybe if you talk on your story, I can hear how you sound. You might do a video. I'm like, okay, he's real. And I might even follow you on Twitter or something like that. Like, okay. Or we might follow mutual people. All right. So he's real. I know he might be a little crazy, but I'll figure that out later. I just know he's real. Cool.
I like the way that you put that, because that just clicked in my mind. So maybe that's why Instagram was the platform that normalized online dating, because that was the platform where you can really tell whether or not a motherfucker was real.
You know what? That's true. Because even Twitter at one point was just tweets.
The catfish story was somebody I met off Twitter.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that makes sense.
Definitely. It's Yeah. All right, Instagram. Shout out to that.
Right.
I see y'all.
So I also just want to know, like, do you think there's a right or wrong way to date?
Nope. I couldn't imagine a wrong way. Like, I'm not, well, I guess, you know, like, not taking what you want. We're obviously not trying to make somebody do what they don't want to do when we're dating. So that's a no.
Okay.
Other than that, like, no, I think that you do it how you feel, like, whatever you're comfortable with, because some people aren't comfortable with being bold, like, some people are shy, so they have that style where they're just reserved.
Okay.
And they want somebody to come up to them, or, I don't know, maybe, because now that I'm saying it like that, that might be a bad way to approach it, because okay. if you're sitting there waiting on a date for a long time,
yes,
and it's time to put yourself out there.
And I think in terms of there being a right way to date, honestly, be open. I think the only wrong way you can go about things is not being open. Because if you try to go about things how you've done before and it clearly has not worked out for you, try something new. It never hurts. It's more so figuring out what you want out of your partner, what you may want out of yourself, what type of growth you want to see.
Okay. All right. I see what you're asking here.
I mean, what you said is not wrong, or even
I was thinking like just approaching dating in general. Like, how do you even
that too? Is there a right way to go about it? Is there a right way to do it when you're already in it? Is there, even if you're in a relationship and you may even have questions, is there a right way to be in that relationship? Is there a right way to do it? Because at the end of the day, I think even if you guys aren't together, if you learn from your partner, to me, that's a successful relationship. Because for then you're learning, even if, you know, you guys may have ended. Hey, what can you take away from that relationship about yourself or about what you want? So.
Moving on, because I had something, but I don't have nothing. So speaking of having something, if you are following us on Instagram, our email is linked to the Instagram page. If you are not following us on Instagram, follow us on Instagram at You Ain't Shit Podcast. But please, we are taking submissions. If you want to email us, ask us any questions that we will ask on air. We will keep everything anonymous at all times, so you don't have to ever worry about us. You know, nobody wants to be embarrassed, so we won't ever do that. So if you want to ask questions, you want advice, you want to even tell us a story. We like tea. Please tell us a story. Like, we'll read it.
Everything will be anonymous. Do not be afraid. Unless you want us to say a made-up name, you can give us one. But other than that, everything will be anonymous. So please do not, you know, hesitate. Because it's but so many stories we can tell. We also want to hear from you.
Right. So we are taking submissions. Please submit, and share. But speaking of that,
we do have a listener question.
Bitch, I need some advice. So our question of the week is...
the question from Peach.
Shout out to Peach.
Hey, boo. So the question is, so how do you go about ending a situationship with the person? Situationship meaning someone you've been dealing with, having sex with, talking to, etc. And do y'all have any interesting stories where you had to end a situationship?
Yes. Ooh, yes.
I think we both do.
Do you want to go?
Okay. So I'll start by answering the first question.
Yeah. Well, we can both answer the question first, and then we can share.
So how do I go about ending a situationship with the person? I'm heavy on ghosting. I'm Casper. I'm sorry. I am.
I hope y'all heard my head drop. Because, come on with the toxicity.
I'm sorry. It's, some things just don't need to be explained. For me, I don't have to explain myself to a lot of people. And if I don't, here's my thing. I'll start by lessening our interactions. So maybe if we used to talk every day, we might talk every other day, or I might start texting you less, stop answering your questions, stop answering your calls, whatever. And then eventually I'll just stop altogether.
Okay, so that's a gradual ghosting. Yes. Do you ever cold turkey ghost?
I have.
Okay.
I've blocked on everything, blocked your number. And then for some, I don't know how, they get emails and then I gotta spam you and block you from there. So yes, I've cold turkey ghosted, but I'm heavy Casper out here. Like,
okay.
I don't care. And I don't care what people think. Okay. I don't care how people feel. If I'm not feeling you, I'm not gonna keep wasting my time. And I don't think I have to explain myself, especially to somebody I'm not really seriously dealing with.
I actually agree with that. Like, I sat and I put my head down or whatever, but, like, I think that that is the way. Depends on the connection that you had, but, like, do you ever owe anybody anything? Hell no. Like, not at any point do you ever owe anyone anything. And that's in any situation. I want y'all to really hear that and feel that, because I mean that. I live by that shit. Like, you don't ever owe anyone anything. Not your parents, not your children, not your fucking siblings, not your husband, not your wife. You don't owe anyone anything.
That
damn it.
So true. Oh, my goodness.
Ugh. But to get to that, I think there is a courtesy in it. But have I ever, when I was sitting there thinking about it, have I ever told the person that I was in a situationship with that I didn't want to deal with them anymore? No. No, I have not. So I probably didn't do it the right way, or, well, the way I was thinking is appropriate. But honestly, like, it hasn't, and they haven't gone bad. Like, it's just, if it's over, it's over. That's really it. Like, I feel you on that. Like, if it's over, it's over. But I'm not with the grudge. I don't gradually ghost, though. I'm gone. I'm gone.
See, I've done cold turkey ghosting maybe, like, once or twice. But other than that, I usually just gradually. Because it's an awkward conversation for me to have. Because I'm just like, okay. I don't want to answer the whys.
Right.
Or the what can I do? Nothing. I'm just not into you. It's not, it's the cliche. It's not you.
Right.
It's me. So do you have a story?
I'm trying to think really hard, because honestly, like, I'm not the bitch to be in a situationship.
Ooh.
I'm not.
Talk heavy then.
Like, I'm just not. And then I'm thinking about it, like, did I ever have somebody I was just consistently with and just, no, like, no, I've never had a situationship. Like, we were fucking or we were in a relationship. Like, it wasn't a situationship where I cared about you and cared about what the fuck you was doing and cared about your family. Like, none of that ever happened.
I wish I could relate.
I'm really trying to think, like, damn. And I mean, I'm sorry to all the girls that thought we were in a situationship, because we were not. So let's.
Woo!
So we were not.
So, you know, guys, I'm going to apologize for her, because, you know, we still appreciate you listening. And please don't email us with. Come on, y'all. Be easy on us,
yo,
okay?
Yo, man. Because I don't, like, what the fuck is a situationship? Like, we are friends with benefits. What is a situationship? That's that gray area bullshit. I'm telling you.
I want y'all to know that my heart just dropped.
I'm telling you.
Because I feel like she's judging me. Because my story.
I'm not judging you, though. I'm not judging anybody that's in a situationship. I'm just not with it. What is the situation that we're in?
It could be, like, with my situation.
Mm-hmm.
With Obe.
Okay.
Me and him.
Shout out Obe.
They gonna be like, who?
No pun intended.
No pun intended. Wow. Okay. But me and him met. We've known each other now for 10 years. For 10-10.
Okay.
And, you know, it was cute, lovey-dovey. We stopped talking. Then maybe like 3 years ago, we started talking again. But we both were like, we're not at the point where we want a relationship, but we like being around each other.
Okay.
So cool, we started talking. And that's where the situationship comes into play.
Okay.
But
I understand that.
Here's my thing. During this, I was always open with him, like, hey, go ahead and talk to other people, because I'm talking to other people.
See, that's I'm glad that you're going in. Go ahead.
Yeah. But with that, every guy that I've encountered after me and him got back into contact, I always told him, there's somebody that I'm always going to take over you. Like,
right.
They already knew, like, oh, they always called him, like, hey, number one, like, you doing XYZ with number one? Yes. Or you doing this such a, yes.
See,
and they knew when
she
we
had
together.
Them niggas in line. She said, my pussy talk English, Spanish, French.
And that's my thing. Like, I'm always open and honest with anybody that I talk to, even if we're just talking, like, they understood, like, they didn't care because they knew. I try not to be in my phone when I'm with somebody, but they knew, hey, old boy text me, I'm answering his text, and that's just how it was. But here's how it ended.
How did it end?
No. That's something I'm going to share later. How did it end?
So here's how it ended. Situation happened where, you know, he had a baby on me.
See, that's that gray area bullshit I'm talking about.
But the thing with that was,
this nigga had on.
Exactly. I was open about what I was doing, but he always made it seem like he didn't have anybody to talk.
Popped up on you with a baby instead of communicating.
I found out, and then it broke my heart to end it, but I had to do it. And it was just, yeah, it really broke my heart to do it, but hey. But, you know, we're talking again because at the end of the day, me and him are still friends. We are still very close friends. And
gray area.
And we are in a weird place, but we're trying to figure it out. I can't, you know, say if anything is really gonna come out of this, but you know, we have our conversations, we have our moments, we have our ups, we have our downs, but it is what it is.
That sound like a fucking situationship if I ain't never hear one. She said, we have our ups, we have our downs, we have our moments. And what?
and that's just what it is. And I can honestly say I came to this realization. He may even be my soulmate. But with soulmates, you don't always have to be with them.
Right.
So that's my situation.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, Peach. I wish I had a story. She got enough story for everybody, so we gonna go with that.
Oh no. Yes, but listen guys, situationships are not bad. They are not bad.
And let me be very clear, I am not condemning situationships. It's okay.
Oh, please.
It's okay. Be in a situationship if you feel like that's what you wanna be in. Oh, but I'm not fucking with nobody's emotions like that. I'm not. Like, that's
what emotions would you be fucking with? See, you would be the one.
I would be the one communicating. But you have to. All right.
Was I not communicating?
You was. She said she was.
Listen, anybody that I ever dated, talked to within the last 3 years, please write in. Because either DMs or email, because she
we need proof.
Does not believe. Yes, please. I wish this one boy.
In none of my situationships.
Oh my God.
I'm just playing.
I wish the main guy who was my number two at the time, I wish me and him were still talking. Oh, I hope. I'm going to send this to his sister because I want her to tell him to write in because he will definitely tell you. He even made up a name for you. He's like, oh boy, that's where I got the name from. But then I just called him Old Bay. Like, he's like, oh, you about to do XYZ with Old Boy? Yes. He knew. He respected it. He didn't mind.
And that's where it's okay. I think that most situationships become gray and murky because most people aren't ready for the type of communication that they think they're ready for. So when they hear their partner say, all right, I'm about to go hang with so-and-so, that's something that they can't handle.
Yeah.
Even though, like, that's the communication that you're supposed to have in a situationship. If you're going to be open, and then be open. Like, don't make the person think that they the only person that you fucking and all that dumb shit when that's not what's going on. And y'all not in a fucking relationship. Why lie? That's why I don't fuck with situationships, because there's, like, people aren't on the same accord with what even entails that. Some people think when you're in a situationship, you don't have to say those things because it ain't their business.
Yeah.
So I see that argument, too. So it's just like, I don't have time for that.
No, I understand.
We're not about to get in no situation. Either we fucking or we not. Like, that's a period.
And that's that. Right. That. No. Yeah. Situationships are. They can be fun. Just depends. But, like I said, y'all. If y'all want to be in a situationship, do it. Do it.
Yeah, go for it. You know, do what your heart desires.
Okay.
Just don't get it broken. I mean, you know, get it broken. Have some fucking fun. You know what I'm saying? Live some life. Get some experience. Shit.
Listen. Yeah, especially the way 2020 is going, yo. We don't know what's about to happen next. So live your life. Live your life.
It's time for
the You Ain't Shit playlist. Play. And so for this week, the first song on the list is WAP by Meg, or well, by Cardi B. Let's not forget this is Cardi B's song, y'all. WAP by Cardi B featuring Meg Thee Stallion. That song, well, we don't have to talk about it. We talked about it all episode. It's a great song. It's on the playlist.
Well, my song can go along with WAP. We have Then Leave by Beat King featuring Queendom Come. Get that bread, get that head.
Then Leave. I love that damn song. It's so ratchet. It's like the perfect song to hear in the strip club.
That's a perfect, the beat is a perfect fucking song.
Yeah, yo. It made me want to twerk. That beat drop, just listen. If y'all ain't hear that song, check out the playlist. Please add this playlist. Ooh. The next song I got for y'all is Baby by Blueface. And I don't give a fuck. I love Blueface. I don't care. I don't care what nobody say. I'm not going to be ashamed of it no more. My co-host is over here, like, hating me for it. Hated that I even put it on the
list. I ain't saying nothing, though. All I got to say is, I'm sorry.
So, again, that's Baby by Blueface. Baby. That's all I'm saying. Because it must be ass if it ain't your face, baby.
Ooh, no.
Throw that ass to the bass, baby. What's your last song?
And my last song, we're going to finish this strong.
I feel like if we're going to finish it strong, then we're going to stop at Baby. Fuck. It's like, no, I'm just fine. All right, my bad.
We're going to finish it strong with the Toxic King himself.
Drake? Shit. My bad. It's two of them.
Jesus Christ. We're going to leave that alone. But we got My Collection by Future. Y'all niggas like is part of song. My collection.
Alright. Even if I hit you once, that's what she's saying. Even Ooh. Once, like even just a tip, be part of her collection.
There we go.
Alright, so there you have it. There's the playlist. Again, add that on iTunes or Spotify. It'll be available for y'all to listen to and twerk to at home.
Thank you guys for listening this week.
Yes, thank you.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Don't forget to follow the podcast page at You Ain't Shit Podcast on Instagram.
And that's You Ain't Shit Podcast. Again, that's at You Ain't Shit Podcast. Please follow us.
I am Queen Chickenhead. Don't forget to follow me if you like on Twitter and Instagram.
That's at Queen Chickenhead. That's at Queen Chickenhead. Please follow her. And then don't forget to follow me, of course, on Instagram. That's at Breezy_TheGent. That's Breezy the Gent. Please follow us. Please do everything that you need to do. And also email us.
Please. All right. We'll be back next week to talk our shit. Bye.
Ooh, bitch. You ain't shit.